There was once an old country doctor that was very benevolent to the people he knew that could not pay their bills. He would often check his books for debts that had not been paid. Sometimes he would place a red mark through those debts and write, "Forgiven, unable to pay." The patient was released from the debt, and the doctor absorbed the loss himself. Years went by and the good doctor died. His widow, going through his belongings, found the ledger. She took the ledger to court and tried to collect those debts that were still outstanding. Appearing before a judge, the widow was asked if she had any proof of the debts. She replied, "Yes, I do." Then she handed the doctor's books to the judge. The judge took one look at it and, seeing the red marks through the unpaid amounts, asked the widow if the writing was that of her husband. When she responded affirmatively, the judge said, "These cases are dismissed. No court in the world would give you a judgment against these people when your husband, with his own pen, has written, 'Forgiven, unable to pay.'" You and I have a tremendous debt that we owe. It's the sin debt. The debt is so great that there is no way that you or I can repay that debt. We can never do enough work to pay off the debt. Our salvation or redemption is not of works, lest any should boast, Ephesians 2:9. However, the good news is that when we obey the gospel, Jesus Christ, with his own blood, writes upon the record of our debt, "Forgiven, unable to pay." When you and I place our faith in Jesus, Hebrews 11:6, when we repent of our sins, Acts 17:30 and 31, when we confess him before men, Romans 10:9 and 10, and when we're baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2:38, and follow him as a way of life, 1 John 1:7, then Jesus absorbs the debt himself and releases us through forgiveness. These are not the works to try to earn our salvation, but conditions of acceptance of his salvation by his grace, Ephesians 2:9. Have you recognized the immense debt that you owe to God? Have you been trying to pay it off yourself? Why don't you give it to him so that the great physician can write across your debt, "Forgiven, unable to pay"? I'm Ron Bradshaw, and that's my humble opinion.